a little after 6. Ah, thank you, Sarah. So with that, before we get started, just a little bit of housekeeping, but it's really brief because we are really only on Zoom. I'd appreciate it if everybody would put themselves on mute unless they need to interject or talk about it. We all know how to, I think, raise the hand at the bottom. The property in question that's on the consent agenda has in fact been posted, as has the other item that we'll be dealing with. It should also be noted that this agenda and its contents were published, well, the items were published in the pilot. They're also available on our website, and that would be it because we're not meeting collectively together. And with that, I would like to call to order the April 4th meeting of the Ralph County Planning Commission. Sarah, you want to do the honors?
Sure. Am I? Yeah.
It's kind of dumb we're all here.
That's good. That's good. Doesn't
All
happen a lot.
but.
Okay. Steve Warnke.
Yes.
Brian Kelly. Yeah, I
Yep.
see ya. Andrew Benjamin.
Here.
Linda Miller.
Here.
Bill Norris.
Here.
Greg Yeager. Greg, oh, I don't see Greg.
No, I think he's the
Greg's
only
not
one
here.
that's,
Okay.
yeah.
Wren Martin.
Present here.
Paul Weiss.
Yep.
Pete Wood.
Here.
And David Miller.
Here.
We're good. We have a quorum.
You
Next.
forgot one, Sarah. Jim DeFrancia. I'm here too.
Oh, I missed you?
Yes,
Oh,
you did.
sorry.
That's okay. See, out of sight, out of mind. I know how that works, you know.
Ah.
With that, first item of business is public comment. To the best of my knowledge and best on the screen, I don't think there's anyone other than us on this Zoom. So we'll move off of public comment and on to the approval of minutes. Minutes of March 7th, 2024. Are there any corrections, additions, deletions, or what have you? And if not,
I move we approve the March 7th, 2024 minutes.
thank you, Brian.
I second.
Is that you, Jim?
Yep.
That was Jim. Steve, that was
Thank
Jim
you.
that seconded.
We have a second, and we have a motion and a second. I'm assuming there are no objections. So, unless there are, please say no. Otherwise, we'll move forward on to the next ones. Minutes from March 21st, again, 2024. Again, any corrections, deletions, subtractions, or what have you?
I move we approve the minutes from March 21st, 2024.
Thank you, Brian.
Second the motion.
Thank you, Jim. Again, I'm assuming that all are in favor. Anyone not in favor, please signify by saying no. Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Consent agenda, as you all understand and are well aware, unless there are any significant questions on the item on the consent agenda, the chair will entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the consent agenda, please say yes.
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 Opposed, say
Yes.
no. Chair votes yes. The consent agenda is approved. Item for consideration. Christy, you just want to walk us through this. I know that the position is to table it. And unless I misunderstand, do we need to come up? I think we need to come up with a firm date, do we not, in terms of tabling?
No, at this point, what I don't know if Alan actually put it on there. I don't think we have a date yet.
Not that I saw, which is why I asked the question.
Let me
does
just it doesn't have to be like re-noticed and all that stuff?
yeah, let me just double check. I didn't see it on there. And part of the reason why for the tabling is it's at the applicant's request. We support it. We are waiting for information from the state. And so we kind of want
Yeah.
that to be able to thoroughly review the application and make sure nothing is missing. And they had asked for more time. So I don't have a date that we are going to set it to. We don't have when we're going to get back the information from the state. Therefore, we agree with the request for the tabling.
Without a specific date? Just
yeah, it's not on here. So it's just going to be tabled, and we're going to have to re-advertise again when we know when we'll get the information.
It's just getting tabled indefinitely.
What's that?
Just tabled indefinitely?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does this take a motion?
What's that?
I move that we table indefinitely PL 2023-0104.
Second.
Second. Good.
We have a motion and a second to table the twin landfill item. Are there any discussion, or is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of tabling the twin landfill petition, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Chair votes yes. The motion is tabled. I'm sorry. The petition is tabled indefinitely. Okay. And I think you're up next, Christy.
Yeah. So obviously, you all know we've been busy. I am currently waiting for Design Workshop to give us back the final draft in a PDF format with watermarks on it and doing their end, so we can get the draft UDC out for public viewing tonight. So I will be continue working after this to do that. It will be posted to our website, to the Navigate Your Route site, and there'll be an email blast that will go out to all of those folks that are subscribed to the Navigate Your Route. And starting tomorrow, there'll be social media posts about where you can find to read the draft, which will be through the Navigate Your Route site. There's going to be a huge block ad in the paper starting Monday, and that will be running weekly to advertise the dates of the meeting and that the draft is available for review and how to comment on it. With that, I know a couple emails went back and forth about the dates, and I just want to reiterate that one of the adoption dates was initially announced to all of you and posted that it was incorrect. So I just want to clarify that for everybody. As you all know, we have two upcoming public work sessions, and that is April 15th and April 25th. So Thursdays back to back. The meeting start time is at 4 p.m. We're starting earlier, knowing that we're gonna need the added time to get through all of the material. We hear you, Sarah.
Sarah,
you're not even going to be here, so
it was imagining listening to it on tape that I was groaning about.
Well, you should actually be thankful you won't have to listen twice now.
Brent has, Brent has a question.
Did you say the 15th?
Yeah,
the 18th.
What did I just say? The 18th.
You said the 15th,
18th and 25th. I'm just seeing who's paying attention. Ren, you get the award.
All right, Ren.
Thank you for everybody that responded about who's going to be at what meeting on those days. You know, a lot of people are going to be out or not be at all of these meetings. So we appreciate that. We're meeting with Design Workshop on Monday to set the agendas and figure all of that and the presentations. So we're going to get working on that on Monday. So that information is helpful.
And have you figured out what is going to be discussed on what night yet?
No, that's what I'm, okay. I won't know until Monday.
Okay.
So, so I don't know that yet, but as soon as we do, we will be posting the agendas next Thursday. Along with our staff summary of the regulations, along with any associated material. Tomorrow, I'm going to be sending you We're just finalizing the PDFs of the letters that we have received in connection with the UDC updates. So any letters that we have seen from the last time we have all met, where we've put them all together, and those will be going out to you all tomorrow. So you have time to go through them and review them. They will be posted as part of the agenda next Thursday, but we wanted to get them to you ahead of time so you had more time to review them. And then we are advertising our adoption, consideration of adoption dates, which are the May 16th, not the 18th, which was a Saturday. So those that noticed that and got back to us, again, it was all a test. You all win. So it's going to be May 16th, and that's just going to be Planning Commission, and you all will be making a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners, which that date they're going to be considering adopting the code the following Tuesday at 9:35 in the morning. Your May 16th date for adoption will be at 6 o'clock, and I'll be reminding you of these things as we move forward, but the two dates, really, the first ones in front of us are the 18th and 25th, start time at 4 p.m. And as soon as we get the agenda set, I will let you know. Some things to consider when you read the code. This is a draft, obviously. There are things that are, you're going to see new land uses in there, and we are still working on some standards for maybe a handful of uses, which we are working on behind the scenes. We just needed to get like the majority of the code out. So it should form when it goes out before the meeting with your agenda. And we'll make those comments at the public hearing that these are the things that were added from now to then. And then there is a section, the sections that I think, you know, you all really want to pay attention to is obviously there's the floor area ratio, the max house size that's being proposed, which is going to be in chapter 2. It's a small portion of the code that is going to be in the zone districts where we have setbacks and, you know, max height, and then there's going to be a max house size in there, and that's of the 7,500. Then you'll see in chapter 2, I believe it is in, it's in chapter 2 towards the end, there's like a measurement section, and that measurement section will outline how we are going to be proposing to calculate floor area ratio. So that's all in chapter 2, and that's where you'll find that information. It's not referenced anywhere else in the code, it's just in that section. And then you'll all want to really pay attention to chapter 3 is where you're gonna see a lot of the information of how we are proposing to review applications in tier 2 and tier 3 areas, specifically for, you know, all the buzz about Stagecoach. So when, just keep that in mind, reading chapter 3, specifically the standards that are applicable to development in those areas. And then there is another important section that currently in this version that's going out is under PUD for public benefit. And design workshop was supposed to move this over to chapter 3, which is where it will be when you get your agenda. But you'll see the public benefit. It's called out. It's currently under PUD. But what we are proposing is that this public benefit section is something that will be required for any large scale type development. So like a solar, we kind of touched on this for solar when we adopted that section of the code, but solar, some of these larger developments in Stagecoach would be, they would be applicable to this zone. to this section of the code, as well as some use permits. So therefore, we're taking it out of the PUD section, where in our current code, that's where you find public benefit now, and it's just for PUDs. So we are proposing to move that over to Chapter 3 for large-scale developments. So take a look at that. I think the question you can ask yourselves are, for the public benefit, are these things that are all public benefit, or are some of these things that we're proposing, should they just be required, or just plain old deleted, right? So those are just some of the things to think about. And then everything else should be pretty straightforward reading code, which is not fun. So I would say those are the highlights. You know, obviously we will be going through a lot of more detail of what we are proposing. Like I said, it's a lot of cleanup, streamlining processes, and we're adding some new uses. Some of those new uses you'll want to take a look at is we included healing houses. I don't know if anybody is familiar with this. We kind of talked about this, but this all comes down from the state. And so we're required to include allowances for healing houses. And this has to do with the psilocybin act that came through with the state. So that's something that is going to be new in the code. So there is a section, a definition for it, a land use standards. So take a look at that. As well as we included a rehab facility, whereas most some of you recall when we processed the foundry, we never had a land use category for a rehab facility. Instead, we were required to process it by the state again as something similar. And so now we now have a definition and some standards associated with that. Other uses we are including, I don't know if anybody saw the Colorado Sun article, I think it was last week, on the large data centers. And so we included that in the code, as well as some of these, like, you know, Bitcoin and a lot of these other uses that we need to just start thinking about. So they're just newer uses that we are included in the code. Other than that, you know, when you get like, I don't know if you can hear my son yelling at me in the other room right now. Sorry. You know, other than that, you know, it's going to be, you know, reading it first, you know, with just some of that background of where to find this information. And then it's going to be us really in that work session talking about it and trying to get direction from you all on some of these things and where we should go with it. So I don't know if you have any other questions. I don't want to keep you much longer, but if anybody wants to reach out, if you have any questions when you get the code, and looking for information, feel free to reach out and just give me a call and we can talk about it. And, you know, just so you're all well informed for when we all meet in person.
Probably best that we read it and look at it first. And then knowing that you're going
to
be around.
It's best just to, you know, look at it, understand it, and then you'll have your questions, just like, you know, when we were reviewing it and, you know, and what we all did, and you should all know, I mean, we were meeting often. You know, we were meeting every day for the past month, and that was, you know, staff with our attorneys and then meeting with Design Workshop. And through that process, I mean, we would think of every scenario, because we've been tracking problem childs, if you will, over time, of where we've like run into issues with our existing code and how do we address it. So literally, you know, we would go through a section and we were coming up with just scenarios of how we're going to address this. And is this going to, how is this going to play out? Is this going to work? So there was a lot of work that went into it. It's still not perfect. You know, it's something that we're still going to be working behind the scenes, you know, on things that even came up yesterday, you know, and we weren't able to address it in the code. So know that it's a draft and that you're all going to be part of that input. So with that, this might be a record. I don't know.
Quick question.
I have.
Did that historic designation where it went direct to the county commissioners in the language when we dealt with that property there on County Road 14?
So take a look at that. That is addressed under, there's two sections. There's a non-conforming section. So take a look at that. That will address some of it. And then the other is going to be addressed under look at secondary dwelling units. When you look at secondary dwelling units, that we pulled that into it. And right now we are proposing that it would go to the Board of Adjustment instead of the Board of County Commissioners. But the problem with that application, if you recall, there were no standards, remember? Right. So yeah, take a look at that section. And that's, we sent that to Historic Route County to get their input because they were part of drafting the original. And you know, they were happy with it. You know, I even reached out to that property owner and they seem to be happy with the direction we're going in for that. But that's how we addressed it. So take a look at it.
Solely to Board of Adjustments and then County Commissioners?
It's going to be going to the Board of Adjustment. And that's going to be one of the questions that we have for everybody and for the County Commissioners. Are they okay with giving up that authority and giving it to the Board of Adjustment? Which when reviewing other codes and how they handle, I mean, it's a variance what they would be asking for. So there's allowances for what they can do if you have a historic designated property and you either meet the standards. If you don't, you could ask for a variance of either, you know, the distance is one of them, as well as like the house size.
So the thing about going to the BOA, and this may just be getting a little too into the weeds, but the thing about the BOA is that any appeal to a BOA decision goes directly to district court, correct?
Yeah. And that was part of, I mean, it was what the, what our attorneys were recommending. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that, yeah, give me a call if anybody has any questions. Like I said, that stuff should be going out tonight. I'm getting emails as I'm sitting here back and forth of staff and design workshop going back and forth to get it in its form. So, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem.
We don't want to keep you from continuing your work this evening. Sarah?
My work's not done here.
Yes.
Sarah, I think based on Christy's email, you were supposed to perhaps get nominations for officers. Do you know
what I did? And although I did not, I'm still missing responses from three people, but all of the ones that I got were unanimous. And you were one of the ones who I was missing. So unless you're going to vote for somebody else, Steve and Brian, the only person that I was missing is Andy. In terms of responses, and so far it's unanimous to just keep the slate of officers the way that it is right now, with Steve as chair and Brian as vice chair.
I emailed you, Sarah.
Okay, I don't think I saw yours.
Yeah, I didn't respond to the main email. It just went straight back to you.
Okay, I'll check again. Doesn't matter, I got it down anyway.
And yeah, I always thought worries. It was presumptuous to vote for yourself.
Yeah, you got to vote for somebody, right?
I was continuing. I wanted to continue the reign of our current leadership.
Cool. Okay.
Well, I guess thank you very much. I appreciate the vote of confidence, as I'm sure does Brian. We'll try to keep ourselves on a straight and narrow as we go forward.
Thank you.
Hey, Christy.
Yes.
I had a question for you regarding decisions on land use and, let's say, somebody didn't like, or a group of citizens didn't like a decision that went through the Board of County Commissioners. Other than the vote at the ballot box during the normal election cycles, is it a lawsuit? Is the only other repercussion to challenge a Board of County Commissioners decision?
Are you talking, so like, are you talking like an SUP and
say an SUP or a subdivision,
and somebody tried to they didn't agree with that decision? So say the gravel pit that we dealt with not too long ago that was denied, and they were looking to file against like an appeal. They ended up not doing that, by the way, but if they did appeal, that would go to, well, there's an appeal process, but it goes to district court.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And it really depends on the nature of the application. So if something is a CUP and you guys are the deciding body, if you guys are the deciding body, then that appeal goes to the Board of County Commissioners.
Yep.
So it goes like the step up. Same thing with a decision that I make, an administrative decision. Those kinds of things go up to you guys if somebody appeals my decision. So when you're reading the new code, that language will be laid out under procedures. And make sure you agree with it. Because there's things we included, like interpretations of one of my decisions, as an example. If somebody comes in and, for example, they want, I don't even know, something that's not the code, and we usually say if it's not listed, it's not allowed, and they're arguing, and I just say make a determination that it's not allowed, they can appeal my decision, and that appeal goes to you guys.
Yeah.
And but, we've done things like that in the past. So there's there and it's changed slightly, but for the most part, that's it.
So let's say a subdivision, a decision on a subdivision. Same thing goes through district court. If it makes it through planning and through Board of County Commissioners, any appeals to any decision would go eventually through district court.
Essentially, yeah. Like if, I mean, that would be the order. Depends on what kind of subdivision we're talking about. But for the most part, most decisions end with the county commissioners. And then, yeah, that would go up to district court.
And it has to be there. Does there have to be some establishment of standing to challenge the decision?
I mean, that's always part of any state where, you know, if they don't have, they could still try to appeal and they may not have standing, and that might be the basis why it's, you know, district court denies it. So it all really depends, but yeah, that's part of the analysis when it goes to
district court. It would seem to me, Andy, maybe you want to have a little one-on-one with Eric and just kind of walk yourself through that process.
No, I mean, I've seen the process. You know, we had a planning commission decision that was a CUP. Planning commission approved it. It was appealed to the Board of County Commissioners. They reversed the decision. I've seen the process before. I'm just more curious with the upcoming subdivision applications and maybe points of contentions that are going to be occurring. I'm just starting to think about potential impacts, challenges, and implications from decisions from a legal standpoint.
Yeah, our attorneys are all over it. I mean, they have been an integral part of you know, drafting this code, because you always, the thing you want to always look at is that there's due process, right? So it's not even like protecting the county, it's more so making sure that somebody is given the opportunity to appeal. That's the main thing. Well before my time and probably ours, I mean, there's been cases where we have lost in court because due process wasn't given, you know, and that was challenged, where a former director or staff or however, I don't even know the details of it, but I know it was something that it's just been embedded in us that you always have to give somebody the opportunity to appeal.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't, or if you don't give them the opportunity, or even inform them that they can appeal, you know, so that's part of our process. When a decision is made, a letter gets generated and it gives them, you know, their options to make sure that we're covered in that sense. So
thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Anything else? Might there be a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Brian. Second. All right, we're adjourned. Have a good evening, everyone. And thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Welcome,
Dave. Thanks again, David. Welcome.
Thank you, David.
Welcome.
So, Christy, are you still there? Hello, Christy.
Yep, I'm here. What's up?
Oh, okay. I just wondered, regarding the text editing and that kind of stuff for the code, do you still want me to do that? And if so, are you going to send me like a Word version or a Google Doc or something?
Yeah. Yep. So we're just getting this all together, and I'll probably get something out to you tomorrow or Monday.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that we were still... You know, if that was
we wanted to make sure we had like the revised version from Design Workshop, the latest and greatest.
Yeah.
And then knowing that we're going to be continuing making like slight edits, you know, like adding standards.
And I can't imagine, I mean, there's nothing that I'm going to be doing that's going to change any content. It'll really just be trying to clean it up so that it clarifies it for people a little. Exactly. And some of those things may come out through public comment where people just don't understand what something says.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. So I think if they uploaded it, I can get it to you tomorrow. If not, it will be on Monday.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Cool. Right, when do you head out? You head out next week?
I leave on the 18th.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, okay. So that meeting, I mean, I'll be actually driving while the meeting's, you know, going on, but I know, but the one on the 25th, depending on what my internet's like, I may be able to attend virtually. It just kind of depends on a lot of things.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. And then,
don't stay up all night.
I will definitely try not to.
Okay. Good luck.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks. See ya.